everybody, welcome to episode 154 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Ho-ho hoops.
And Gabe Philbin.
I am also here.
And Dylan Roush.
What's so funny, man?
Nothing.
Yeah.
He was so proud of his flawless intro that he just had to laugh.
He was giggling. I said the right number.
Shut up, Ryan.
Oh, man.
Ryan, what did you do this week?
Well, I played some Dragon Age.
Shit.
All Sunday. I played some really, really drunk Smash Brothers with you guys on Friday.
You were drunk?
I vaguely remember playing Smash Brothers. Oh, man, I was wasted on Friday. I was.
The Game Awards is a long show.
It was, right?
It was bad and boring.
Well, I remember it started at 8. I remember 9:45 they said something about, well, we're halfway through. I was like, what the fuck? Good God. Yeah, it was really long. And then we played Smash Brothers, and I was really bad and really drunk. And it spiraled out of control from that point. But we got dressed up, and I guess that's the other thing that I did. I watched the Video Game Awards.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Now, Dragon Age, I haven't had as much time to spend with it as I'd like, but it's what I've been playing. I'm still in the Hinterlands, but I still don't think I've gotten
to the point. Get out while you can.
I don't think I'm at a point where I can go to the next spot just yet, so I guess I haven't advanced far enough. But I just got them horses, I guess. Or something.
Oh God, the horses in that game are a joke.
Are they?
Yeah, fuck horses. Who needs horses?
You barely go faster. I ride around on a moose now, and it goes the same speed as like everything else. But the thing is, when you start to gallop, it makes this like shriek that I can only describe as in lieu of the Nazgul thing from Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds very similar to that.
Yeah.
And it's a moose. And it happens every time you click the left stick.
That sounds awful.
I just realized last night that I was also supposed to be distributing those fucking points to my teammates.
Mm-hmm.
I did not realize they were getting points. So I was like, oh, fuck.
You can just use auto level.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll do that. I noticed it last night before I turned it off, and I was like, I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, like what I do auto level when I started. Because it was like, oh my God, I know what none of these mean. Mm-hmm. And
I don't want to read them.
Yeah. And then after a bit, you can like get familiar with everything, and then you can respec them. It only costs like 300 gold.
Gotcha. Neat.
So if you couldn't tell, Dragon Age is also what I've been doing.
Yeah, I kind of
a lot of that. Yeah.
I
have no idea if I'm almost done with that game or not.
Yeah, it's really just been our night of Smash Bros. And then Dragon Age has really been my thing. And boy, I don't know. I guess the only other thing I want to talk about is the Game Awards, but I guess we're going
to
do that later.
We'll get to that.
Okay, yeah, then y'all go ahead.
Javi.
Yep.
Do your thing. What'd you do?
Not really much. Most of last week I spent catching up on sleep. Tonight and last night, I was playing Wolfenstein, which I bought because, yeah, you hear such good things about it, and I'm like, I have zero interest in this, really, and the main character looks like a G.I. Joe.
B.J. Like, Blavich. Blavich.
Yeah. I think you need to buy a vowel on there, Dylan.
No.
Okay.
So, well, he told you.
This was basically I bought the game just because of how positively it was reviewed. So I got it and I started playing it, and it's actually kind of good. It's good in a fresh way. Like, it takes an FPS and removes the respawning health, or like the health bar that refills itself when you take cover. Now there's health packs and there's armor packs. It's like Doom, and
it's like Wolfenstein,
or it's like Wolfenstein.
Yeah, exactly.
Some might say.
Yeah. But that aspect really like makes the game more strategic. You don't just run into a room and, you know, get hit and it doesn't matter. Wait.
And then wait. I hate regenerative health. It sucks.
It's kind of funny how people like are like health packs. Wow, that's some
innovation.
That's innovative. And I'm like, 1998 called. It's
yeah.
It's been a while.
It's called retro at this point.
Yeah, I mean, really, the game is pretty retro across the board, except for the graphics, which it looks really good.
Yeah.
But I also didn't expect, like, I thought Wolfenstein, like, I only played the original and not very far. I know that Hitler's in, like, a mech or something.
Mecha Hitler was the, was the boss.
Right. But I don't remember much else that's futuristic. I just remember, like, classic Nazis that you killed, but maybe I didn't get far enough.
As far as I remember, the original Wolfenstein was just, you were a soldier named BJ just going to kill Nazis in a bunker.
Yeah.
And it's where they were holed up. I don't remember anything other than that.
Yeah, well, the later surprise. Well, I was taken by surprise in the new one where, like, you just walk onto a beach. It looks like Normandy. And then all of a sudden there's just these, like, robot dinosaur dogs that are running around the beach.
Obviously.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Well,
and then,
I was going to say, some of the later iterations, like the 3D ones, and I think there was one like 5 years ago, they started to delve into more science fiction-y aspects and supernatural. Kind of like the whole Nazi occult trope.
Yeah.
Where like Dr. Mendel was actually creating super soldiers and shit. But
yeah,
that's what I remember of the series. Continue, please.
Well, this one doesn't, is it, I don't know about those, but this one doesn't stay like in the 1940s. Your character gets into a coma after like the first hour or so, and then he wakes up 13 years later, and the war is over. World War II ended, but the Nazis won. And so, like, you basically, and then they made your robot character's dogs. Like, well, they had robot dogs before you went into your coma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just to clear this up.
Yeah. But there's, like, also those Terminator flying things. Like, those things are all around. It's a lot like Killzone, but it's the 1950s now. I don't get it. But it's cool. It's a lot more interesting than I thought it was going to be. And it's, the gameplay mechanics are definitely old school, but in the best way.
Cool. So.
Everything I saw from that game just seems like it was, what's the word? I'm smartly designed, I guess.
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, and also you don't auto pick up anything, not even ammo. So like you're going to be running out of ammo and health and you're not getting it by running over it.
You have to pick it up. Your
square.
I like that. Yeah. That's it makes you, it have to think about your placement, I guess.
Yeah, it really adds a challenge.
Or you can't just, oh, I'll just run over these bodies. You have to think, all right, can I run over there? Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. I wanted to pick it up when it was new. I just never got around to it.
It was on sale. It might still
be.
Yeah,
it was like half off on PlayStation.
On the PSN. Yeah.
I saw that. I considered it, but I was just like, I've got too much shit on my plate right now.
Yeah. I want to get to it one day. It always intrigued me. Just from, like, the buzz that it got. I know not a lot of people picked it up, but the few that did really liked it.
Yeah, I didn't try it either. I was interested. I think I had a bunch of other shit to play at the time, so.
Yeah.
Not unlike now.
I'm trying to think of when did it come out. It came out this year, I know.
Early.
How early, though? I thought it was, like, early summer. Like, June-ish.
I thought, like, more March.
I think it was June-ish.
June-ish, okay.
Yeah. We may all be wrong, and we have the internet in front of us.
Fuck but that. Let's move on. I like speculation and guessing.
Fact checking, fuck that.
Yeah.
Science.
Mm-hmm.
Fact. Javi and I also, we got in touch with Avalon again at Dal's house, so we played more of that.
Game's great.
Just yelling at your friends and lying to their face. Came out May 20th.
That's what I do this whole podcast. Sounds awesome.
Lying to your friends and yelling at them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a noise complaint because I
said, you guys are real cool. You guys are awesome.
Yeah, I got up in Brian's grill and started screaming at him, and then we got a noise complaint.
Yeah, that was the most bullshit noise complaint of all
time. It was like 8 p.m. on a Saturday.
Wow. In a college dorm.
I can understand if they're like checking in to make sure everything's okay, but they were studying on a Saturday.
No, and Dal opens the door, and the little asshole immediately says to Dal, "Wow, you reek of alcohol."
Oh, I did not hear that.
I didn't know I was under suspicion. I didn't know I was under
21. I didn't know I was on trial. I thought this was America.
Haven't you heard of the First Amendment, dude?
Freedom of drink?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah.
Man. That'd be really annoying.
I like how when that guy was talking to Dal, Rachel just leans over and is like, should I say something to that guy? You want me to yell at him?
Tell him he's a cunt. You already told an old lady she's a cunt.
Beautiful.
Rachel knows no bounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dylan, what have you been up to? And then let's get into Dorito Madness.
I've been wanting to play Dragon Age.
Mm.
But every time I do, it crashes on me.
Mm.
Power of greatness awaits everyone on your PlayStation. It doesn't want me to play it, and when I can play it, it's really buggy.
Because then if you play it, then it's no longer awaiting. It's
yeah.
I want to really like it. I like the parts I can play. I'm like, yeah, this is pretty cool. I like this game. And other times I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, didn't they run a QA on this?
Destiny?
No, no. Surprisingly not. Dragon Age is just as buggy.
Dragon Age.
I've already talked about what bugs there are, so I'm not going to continue it. It's the same ones, but then like crashing, which fucking sucks. Beyond that, I guess I resubbed the WoW.
Oh boy.
That for like 2 hours, and I was like, yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
Someone eating a candy bar?
Someone is. Not me, though.
That's gotta be Javi, then. That laugh obviously said, I have candy in my mouth.
Javi, I know what microphone you're using. There's literally a big red button on the front. So you can mute it.
Clearly, it's Ryan.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously, it's me. Yeah.
Beyond that, I guess I played some GTA Online, which is really fun. And not much else.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for Destiny, for the expansion to come out.
Yeah.
Which is, what, tonight, right? It's out now.
Yeah, at midnight.
Oh, at midnight. Or fuck, 9, never mind. 9
p.m., right? Our time?
Fuck that shit, then.
Fuck that shit. Yeah. I just stepped on a staple.
Sweat.
It was very unpleasant, because now it got embedded into my foot. I'm done, though. That was...
Javi, what is happening right now? Yeah. What are you doing?
I was singing the Mentos theme song.
There's a big red button on the front.
Just think of that as the Mentos theme song button.
And it goes better. Mentos.
Is that what you were opening?
Mentos fresh and full of life. Mentos. Yeah. No. Do they make those anymore? That was like probably, the 90s.
I don't know. Well, tell us. You have a roll in your hand, don't you?
Well, no. It's a bag of Doritos, isn't it? And speaking of Doritos, let's talk about the Game Awards.
All right. Boy, was that a thing that happened.
It wasn't embarrassing. Well,
okay, yeah, here's the thing. It wasn't offensive and embarrassing, which is what the Spike VGAs were. However,
and then the extreme of the VGX.
Yeah. However, it was incredibly boring, and I almost prefer the other version, because at least the other version gave us shit to like make fun of. This was just like, that happened. All right, cool.
Yeah. It wasn't an embarrassing award show. It was just a bad award show.
Yeah.
Had a cool-looking award, but...
Yeah. Like that part where it was, like, the I guess, like, best online gamer person or something? The
best trending gamer.
Yeah, and then he's like, well, you're so far ahead. Why don't you get, like, he doesn't even announce the nominees. He just, like, calls the guy over from his seat randomly, is like, hands him the award. like what? I don't understand. What just happened?
No, it wasn't for that one.
It was for a guy who was like a gay, who he was a MLG guy.
Yeah. Not the trending gamer.
Right. That was the one that was Jeff Gerstmann made that joke about. It's a bunch of people with fake names and me.
And then,
yeah. It was just weird. Like, that was weird. It's just like, oh, hey, you're sitting right there. Hey, come here. Here's your award. Like, wait, you're not even going to do, like, a formal announcement for this one? It's just we're running out of time. Hand them out.
And I like how they didn't give the best online experience award to Bungie and the best soundtrack award to Marty O'Donnell at the same time. Because Marty O'Donnell don't like Bungie no more.
Yeah. Yeah, they fired him, right?
Yep.
Best online experience, my ass.
Yeah, that was kind of a joke.
Destiny, for those who don't know, Destiny won best online experience.
like, Rachel walked by and she
maybe
said,
it's because it's mostly won? Functional.
Rachel walked by when we were watching it. She said, what just won? I was like, oh, Destiny just won best online experience. She just laughs.
But, like, think of the other online experiences, which, like, Destiny, obviously there's a bunch of bugs in some of the stuff and whatnot, but, like, you can connect to people and play a game together.
It works.
Yeah. So,
by default.
By default, it wins, because nothing else worked this year.
The Master Chief
Pretty much. Wow, that's completely right. Jesus.
It's kind of how Johnny Manziel won his first Heisman. Like, everyone else just wasn't all that good. He was okay. There you go. Have it, Johnny.
I don't get it.
I know. He didn't win that Heisman. Everyone else lost it, is my point.
Oh, okay. I get that.
Yeah. Everyone else lost the Heisman, and he was just kind of standing there. Ah, oh, cool! So, yeah.
But what happened at the Game Awards that I think, well, that definitely takes away from it being an award show, is a bunch of games were announced. Right. But, you know, we can still
a bunch
talk
of
about
Steam
those.
Sales were announced.
Yeah! Jeff Keighley went on, like, he did like a 3-minute Steam sale ad in the middle of his award show.
Are you surprised?
No, I was not. I was more surprised that he wasn't also drinking Mountain Dew while he did it. Or something to that effect.
Well, first up, Metal Gear Online was shown off for the first time.
Okay.
You know, like the rest of Metal Gear Solid 5, it's looked like incredibly good graphically.
Right.
The question still remains, will it require all of this Konami bullshit that it has in the past?
Oh,
will
no.
It blend? Will it
blend? I'm finding out more and more that there are people out there, believe it or not, that really, really like Metal Gear Online. Like, they really enjoyed Metal Gear Online from Metal Gear Solid 4. I didn't know those people existed. They do.
It was silly. It was kind of goofy.
No, but like genuinely thought it was like fantastic.
Well, yeah, that's why there was always like 100 people at least on there.
Yeah. So. There's always
those were the people.
I shouldn't be so surprised there are people playing Mind Jack right now.
Yeah. You took the jack out of my mouth.
You're welcome.
Yep.
But they had Ocelot come in at the end, and then the last shot of the trailer was Snake taking a selfie with Ocelot. Well, while choking Ocelot, I should say. And I will say that I rather enjoy the selfie cam in games. One of my favorite aspects coming to this next generation. You know, Wind Waker did it. Pretty sure Grand Theft Auto 5 had something like that.
I was ahead of the game with the deep fried selfie.
Yeah.
In 2012, Dylan Roush changed the game.
2014, thank you. That's the year currently.
Oh, okay. I was giving you some extra time.
The year of our Lord, 2014.
So, next up, the new Fulbright game, the guys that had gone home, are working on something called Tacoma. And it's a game that takes place 200,000 miles away from Earth on the lunar transfer station Tacoma.
In the back of your pickup
truck. One time I was in Tacoma, it felt like I was 20,000 miles away.
Nailed it!
Which actually doesn't put you very far, does it?
No, well, it's 200,000 miles away.
Oh, 200,000. Yeah. So that puts you... that still puts you between the Earth and the Moon.
Yeah, it's at the they're on the lunar transfer station, so you're getting to the Moon, or you're getting from the Moon. And but it looks sort of rapture-y, just like the design of the stage that was shown. Like,
will it be another walking simulator?
I wouldn't see why not.
Like Half-Life 2.
I rather enjoyed Gone Home. I know Dylan has a thing against it because you can beat it in a minute and a half. But you don't have to.
Right.
You only beat it in a minute and a half if you know exactly what the
fuck you're right, you're right. I can also make it to my dumpster in a minute and a half just walking, and I'd get the walking experience.
Because that's all that happens in Gone Home.
That's it.
Not a story at all. nothing going on.
Nothing doing in there.
No exploratory storytelling. Not a single drop of it.
I'd rather just... I'll just play PT over and over.
But it's coming out in 2016. And moving right along, we saw some multiplayer for Bloodborne. I think we saw, like,
the game three... is multiplayer?
Yeah.
It's like co-op, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's Dark Souls.
Yeah, it's Dark Souls. It was like three people, I think, in the game. Something like that. So the same number as Dark Souls.
Will they make it as much of a pain in the ass?
I don't know. I don't think they detailed how it happens. They just show.
It's gonna be as much of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, probably. Well, they did show that part where you're running down the hall and then giant lion man thing jumps out at you and hits you.
Well, that's not the problem. That should be expected from them. It's right. The online that's the problem with those games. Gotcha. Trying to connect to your friends is such a clusterfuck that...
Right.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Me neither.
Well, like, that game, you're not really meant to... You're not meant to play it with your friends.
Then why give the option?
Well, the option's only there if you, like, abuse the system like we did. Of, oh, where are you? Okay, put your thing down here, and then let's just wait.
And that's it worked out, and we had fun.
That's how you play
we?
With your friends.
Yeah, but part of that game is, like, figure out how to break it to your advantage, right? Like, that's a big part of Dark Souls in general.
And you know what? The game was funner when we were able to summon each other.
No, man, the game's fun. The game is the most fun when you're doing dual Sestus, so you're only using your fists. Solo run. That was awesome. I did everything in Dark Souls 2 only using my fists.
Beautiful.
It really shows off some of the wonky hitboxes. Can be kind of frustrating. But Javi, are you... I can't remember. Are you interested in Bloodborne at all?
Yeah, I want to try it. I'm not like... I don't know. Yeah.
Because you never played any of the Dark Souls
demons. Glowing endorsement.
I played 2 or 3 hours of... Demon Souls, and then lost all progress, and I didn't want to do it again.
Seems fair.
Yeah. But this looks great. I think it's more appealing to me than any of the previous games.
Why is that?
I like the...
He doesn't like medieval
the
shit.
The gothic style. Yeah, I don't like knights and all that shit. I prefer, like, dark, European, old school... Castle, or not castle, but
I was gonna say, you literally just described the same setting.
Yeah, that's true.
You fuck.
You fuck.
You're gonna play Dark Souls 2 and like it.
Yeah.
So, another thing that got revealed, or announced, Adrift, which is that really, like, weird, I guess it's calling it a space survival game. It was that trailer where he was just, like, floating through all that wreckage.
Will he survive?
Will he reach that air pack at the end? And it looked really nice. Had, like, some really weird effect going on, where it, like, looked like you were supposed to have 3D glasses on towards the end. Was I the only one that was seeing that? People remember?
Wait, what?
Adrift. I didn't watch the game. Oh. I turned off the show.
Oh.
I remember where it got all super weird and blurry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if there's a release date on that. But another space game that I don't know if we know anything about still is No Man's Sky.
I know enough.
And, like, the thing that we were talking about when it came on was, like, beyond the exploration, what do you do?
It doesn't matter.
I'm getting
whatever
the
you want, Gabe.
It does matter, Ryan. It does matter.
I'm gonna get the game just to see, because I just want to see for myself, like, what the hell it is.
You know, Ryan, you sound like Gabe right now.
Ooh, sick burn.
What does that mean?
Elaborate.
Yeah, I'm.
Final Fantasy 13.
My voice hasn't been that low since I was 3.
That game was
that
super
low.
Fuck.
That game was a little too clear on its objective. Run down this hallway. You're good. You won't get lost. Don't worry.
No, bro.
You know, I was looking at that Lightning Returns one. I was like, I've always wanted to play a game where I just change clothes all the time.
I think there's some Barbie games for that.
I know you can do it in 10 too.
It's true.
But I don't see what was the whole Ryan sounding like me thing.
Yeah.
Oh, because Ryan says it doesn't matter. What? Because he's going to buy it anyways. That's a very Gabe sentiment.
The fuck else have I said that for?
Everything, Gabe.
Everything.
Everything.
That narrows it down.
Every game you've ever played.
I should say every game you've been excited about in the last 3 years.
Okay, I'm drawing a blank on this.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yeah. Alright.
A little too raff.
And so The Witcher 3, he can play as multiple characters, they confirmed. They didn't say who, but you can kind of presume it was the two women they showed in that trailer. I forget what their names are. I think it was like Cece and something with
Cece
an
and Yennefer.
Yennefer.
With a Y.
Obviously. And then that also, Witcher 3, not at the Game Awards, this didn't happen, but today it got delayed until May, I think?
Thanks for reminding me. That was the game I was going to put my pre-order in for. It doesn't matter.
See, now you've said that.
I'm going to get it regardless.
I've never said that.
Say it all the time, Gabe. That's all I ever seem to hear from you is, it doesn't matter. I'm going to buy it. All the time.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I think, okay, so this is probably like the best Game Awards part, like award show part of the show, was when they did that King's Quest retrospective or I don't know what you would want to call it. I guess retrospective works on the people who created it and just like the history of King's Quest to like lead into the announcement of the new game or the reveal of the new game. I thought that was great. Like, if they did more of that and less of, you know, like, everything else that they did that was garbage. Like, bad jokes and,
maybe they should hire a new sound guy, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, yeah, we forgot about that.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Wow. Like, you kept having to turn your TV up and down because it would be incredibly fucking loud, and then you couldn't hear anything anyone was saying.
Yep. Not a damn thing.
Hey, guys,
Ostertag's tweets were funny.
Yeah.
I worked on this game for half my life. I couldn't afford it.
There was that life's work. that one guy who, and the camera angles weren't all that good either. There was that one guy who got up on stage and he was like super up close and all the way to the right of the screen. Like, what is happening?
All like the interview shots they did where it was like, you know, standard, like in the front interview shot, you can see all of them. And then it would just like cut to like a profile shot of the guy being interviewed from like behind him. And it's just like, why are you doing that?
They were just using straight static shots. So it was like George Lucas.
Just sitting on a couch.
Now that camera angle looks good.
Alright, but the most important thing that happened. New Zelda footage. We saw it in motion.
I didn't watch it since I turned it off because I was so bored. Was it good looking?
So, it was like off-screen footage of, like, it was like Miyamoto and Zelda Man. Sitting down with like the Wii U gamepad.
That was my favorite spinoff.
From Zelda Man.
Yeah, from Zelda was Zelda Man.
What if Zelda was a girl?
They said right. That was so weird. Like, remember E3? They said like, I don't know, that might not be Link. You know, that might be a girl. And then like everyone was like, oh my god!
I don't think they actually said that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, Miyamoto said
when
that. Yeah, Miyamoto they said it might not be Link.
Yeah, they said it might not be Link. Like, who says it's a boy? And then the producer just said, yeah, it's Link. Like 2 days later, after
no, it's definitely Link.
Like, why would you do that, Mr. Producer? But they showed Link riding around on a horse. The environment, like, it from like off screen, because it was like you could see them in the shot and like a rendered screen in the shot too, like a fake TV, and from there it looked pretty good. But I think what Javi said at the time was like, there might be a reason they're doing that instead of just showing you the full screen,
because it's not actually ready to be shown.
Yeah,
and it's probably really unpolished.
Star Fox, anyone?
Yeah, they also said that will come out next year before Zelda. And Zelda is definitely coming out next year.
That worries me a little bit, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah, we still haven't seen, like, jack shit on Star Fox.
Yeah. Well, we saw something that wasn't good.
We saw a blurred screen.
Uh-huh. they had that demo that they did where they were flying it around, and it was bad.
Did they ever, like, release footage of that? I just remember seeing, like, it being blurred on a screen behind me.
No, they actually had, like, full-on, like, I guess not gameplay, but, like, it was, like, their little tech demo of it. That's all it really was.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I remember that now. I remember
yeah. That. But it's, like, that's all they had was that. So it's, like, all right, cool. I guess we'll see
how it goes.
Yeah.
Javi, any comments on Zelda? Did you forget to hit the Mentos button?
Fresh!
No. Yeah, it looked good.
That's all it does good. When he pushes it. It just goes, fresh!
The fresh maker. Yeah. I don't know, you complained about the trees being...
Yeah, the trees looked weird at the end. Everything's the same height. And like,
I've been playing a little bit of Skyward Sword, and there's a lot of copy-paste trees in that.
Is there? It's
right next to each other.
Is that not how? Yeah. Is that not how real trees are in Seattle? Because that's how all the trees are here. They're all exactly the same.
Yeah, if you grow them in the same way, they come out the same.
Yes. Exactly.
Science.
Mm-hmm. Fact.
Fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to see more Zelda that's like not like kind of shoved in the background. I just want to like see it, a full trailer of it. That'd be nice. But, you know, we'll just have to wait. So that's pretty much wraps up the Game Awards. You know, maybe next time, Mr. Keeley. I think the biggest thing is just we shouldn't, like, all the other award shows don't have announcements and reveals and all this crap. Like, it's just about the awards themselves.
I was gonna say, I don't think anything Jeff Keeley's done is really hidden itself, or really, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Subtle?
Yes, I don't think they've ever been subtle about it just being a big advertisement.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how much like he worked with like the game reveals and stuff, which is basically advertising.
The world exclusives.
And they're not dumb. They know that the game reveals is what gets so many people to watch.
I would say he's one of the few game journalists out there who's not afraid to just be like, yes, I am advertising.
Yeah, I mean,
this is advertisement.
Yeah, I mean, if the Academy Awards were like, if you could see the premiere of the trailer for like the Avengers exclusively or something, like people
would tune
definitely,
in.
Definitely, yeah, a lot more people would watch.
Actually, maybe they should do that. They haven't been that exciting.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it comes back next year. You know, nothing's confirmed right now.
Oh, there will be a next time.
I'm sure life finds a way for there to be some bullshit game awards show.
I'm surprised Spike isn't still trying to do one this year of their own.
Thank God.
Well, and then on top of it, yeah, I guess they didn't have to deal with any, like, I guess deals with a network. Like, they just streamed everything, right? So that probably cuts down on cost a little bit, I would think.
They still had Radioactive.
They didn't.
They
have,
did.
They That's didn't, though. They didn't. They had Imagine Dragons do a little, like, bullshit acoustic song.
Goddamn. And how much did they hang that out there as a carrot on a stick? Like, or at least they thought it was. Like, we were going to watch the show anyway, but they kept being like, at every chance they got, they kept mentioning and coming up, Imagine Dragons. Like, hey, dog, that's not why anyone's watching this.
No, I guarantee you. No, that wasn't their call. That was Imagine Dragons' like ultimatum. They're like, we'll do your show if you mention us
every five minutes.
Yeah.
No, every commercial break, right? I think it was consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty
Since
much.
When did they start thinking that we all loved Imagine Dragons?
Everyone loves Imagine
Dragons.
Well,
that's my point. Yeah. Is they didn't think that Imagine Dragons wouldn't do the show unless
they But they hired them to do the show in the first place.
Right.
Right.
Which is weird.
What makes them
Which
think-
is why, yeah. Exactly.
I mean, I guess there's got to be like the industries have to like know, like if you ask the question, what's the most popular band right now for young people, there has to be a band selected, and maybe Imagine Dragons is the band of the day and they decided to go with that. I don't know.
You know, like the people that hired it's the same people that hired Pitbull for halftime at the Cowboys Thanksgiving game.
Hell yeah.
don't stop the party.
Yeah. I was watching that and I was like, I was sitting there and I was like, who the fuck is that? And my mom's like, oh, that's Pitbull. I'm like, how the fuck do you know that?
Everyone knows who Pitbull is, Dylan. I'm frankly a little disappointed that you don't.
Or maybe the sad truth is that
Pitbull my mom's hipper than I am.
that's very true. But what if Pitbull was the only pop star that didn't have a family to hang out with? That's clearly what happened.
Is the rest of his family was too busy partying. Al Michaels was there. They couldn't stop the party. So, in addition to the Game Awards, we had a little jam-packed weekend. There was the PlayStation Experience.
Which was bullshit.
What was bullshit about the PlayStation Experience?
Just keep going. I'll tell you what's bullshit as I come to it.
Oh,
by the way, that new theme for the PlayStation is not bullshit.
What new theme?
What?
They have the 20th anniversary theme.
Oh.
So when you start it up, it does the whole Sony PlayStation thing.
That's awesome. Yeah.
All right, so first up, they open the show. Little thing called Uncharted 4. I don't even know if it's called Uncharted 4. Is it?
It is.
Okay. Uncharted 4, Drake's something. Death.
A thieves end.
You idiot.
I don't care. It looked really pretty. I don't care what it's called.
I didn't watch that. Is it true that he fell through the floor?
Yes, he did.
Man, that is a really old version then.
So in the live performance, Bruce Straley was playing, and then it was confirmed live when he dropped off of a ledge and kept dropping and kept dropping and kept dropping.
That's pretty funny.
It was pretty funny.
Well, seriously, you guys should fix that.
Like Bruce Straley tweeted a picture today of like came back to my desk and saw this. Somebody put a PlayStation 4 controller on his desk with a little like tab stuck to the circle button that says "Don't press this while you're on the stage." Dumb Bruce Straley. But yeah, other than that, like the demo is like pretty friggin' fantastic. Like there was a grappling hook in it, which grappling hooks are my jam.
Was Sully in it?
No.
That's bullshit.
No, Drake's older brother was in it.
That's bullshit. That's
voiced by Troy Baker.
That's bullshit.
Sully's dead.
You know. Fuck it. You, that's bullshit.
Sully never mattered. He's always playing second fiddle. Yeah, Javi, you said that, like, you, like, didn't think it looked that much better at first, but then kind of came around in the end.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, I thought those caves looked, like, amazing. Like, but that, like, initial shot, like, okay, so, like, Drake's face looked, like, fantastic when they were, like, all close on it. You can see, like, the fucking pores and shit. It's stupid. Like, stop it. You're, like, killing
fuck me. Fucking Jesus, exfoliate, right?
I think it's kind of creepy. Like, I like a more stylized character than really, really realistic, well, like, with every detail. It's creepy.
It's kind of like, I don't know, Uncharted is kind of like halfway between in the past. Like, Uncharted
it doesn't
2,
matter. Gabe's buying it anyway.
Okay, shut the hell up. And, like, is in Uncharted 2, he's like kind of like washed out a little. Like, it's not like coarse like it is here, because I guess they're trying to like sell him as being like old.
No, if you look at all four games, you can see a progression every single game. He looks older. But all I'm saying though is that, like, I'm linking a comparison picture, is that he looks more like a caricature in the left, and then he looks like an actual guy on the right, and it's not as endearing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guy on the right, I'm like, oh, who the fuck's that? Like, I don't think Nathan Drake. It looks like some guy cosplaying because it looks like a guy, you know what I mean? Yeah.
In 30 years, he never thought to change his fucking style from Baby Gap?
Never.
No.
Never. But yeah, the demo had, it showed off, like, different ways to traverse, just, like, how they're augmenting that with a little, like, climbing pick. And a fucking grappling hook. God damn, that looks so good. Like, if nothing else, just watch. I'm pretty sure Wario64 made a GIF of the grappling hook, like 20 seconds after it happened, and I just had that going for like the rest of the PlayStation experience. So if I was ever bored, I'd just look at that. But I think I know what's gonna make Dylan mad.
Hmm.
Does it rhyme with Street Fighter V being a lifetime PlayStation 4 exclusive?
It doesn't personally make me mad. I think more along the reaction of people saying, oh yeah, that's totally cool, after those same people were like blowing their gasket over Tomb Raider being a timed exclusive, which is nowhere near as bad. I think it's more the hypocrisy that I was mad at. Which is bullshit.
Welcome to fans of video games. Fans of anything.
Welcome to the new age.
Like, I don't have a horse in the race with Street Fighter. I mean, I like it, but I'm not gonna buy it.
Yeah.
But
you'll buy it.
Why would I
you'll
buy it?
You'll like it.
I didn't buy
you'll
4.
Buy it.
Why would you buy it? It looks exactly the same as Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, I was really hoping actually they would like change the art style up.
Mm-hmm.
But
they didn't,
because I don't like 4's art style. Actually, I don't at all.
The only difference is that you can like knock people through walls. So that's all we've seen so far.
Whoa! Yeah. Watch out, game changer.
I was gonna say that was like Mortal Kombat 9.
They're just copying Dragon Ball Z, Budokai Tenkaichi. Really, when you think about it,
you're just saying words.
That is that is a real game. I am not making that up. They went all the way up to 3 with Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi.
Dude, that's not even the only
there's more
game from Dragon
Budokai
Ball.
Budokai Tenkaichi.
There's Dragon Ball Z Budokai, Budokai 2, Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi, Tenkaichi 2, and Tenkaichi 3. And then there's more beyond that.
I was gonna say, you're missing. You gotta split those two names, Budokai and Tenkaichi, into their own series too, because they've got them along that lines. What the fuck?
Agreed. What the fuck?
But Street Fighter V got leaked. The trailer for it got leaked a few few days earlier. And the gameplay didn't get leaked. There's some little, like, hype trailer got leaked. So it was known that it was going to be a PlayStation 4 and PC exclusive. So exclusive on console for PlayStation 4. It's still on PC. And they also said what I thought was interesting was that there will be cross-platform play between those two. Let's see if they actually follow through on that.
That's interesting.
Because actually, I swear right I've heard that so many times. And it's never happened. Or never worked well. So, stay tuned to find out more on that end. And Final Fantasy VII showed up again. To shake its fucking ugly ass head in our face.
Square Enix can laugh at the idiots who continue to buy it.
Jesus Christ. So, like, I think it's Adam Boy's welcome Square Enix guy to the stage. And then, as he's walking up, just the title card from Final Fantasy VII just shows up on all three giant screens. And everyone is just going, ooh! Just, like, thinking that that remastered trailer from the fucking PS3 launch is finally gonna become a real fucking game. Despite Square Enix saying multiple times no, people fell for it once again.
As a matter of fact, it will not.
And now it is coming to PlayStation 4 from the Steam port of Final Fantasy VII.
Why would you send me that?
Oh, goddammit.
Man, that makes me sweat like a hooker in church.
Oh, man.
For the uninformed, Javi just linked us a picture of Sully's face with the text Uncharted 4 Sully's erection next to it.
Is that the Terminator?
Yes.
The Sarah Connor Chronicles. The Terminator trailer is something we can talk about later. Because, Dylan, you got to explain yourself on that.
But
we'll get to that later. Dylan liked... No, okay, we're getting into it now. Dylan liked the Terminator trailer.
Me too.
What?
Yes!
Yeah.
Fuck you, Gabe. Fuck you.
How do you people like this shit? Okay.
Because Terminator... It's like Terminator 3. It's stupid.
I read the synopsis where, like, Carl Lisi, like... calls the Terminator dad or pops and stuff, and I was like, man, that sounds fucking stupid. And I was like, this whole movie's gonna be stupid. And then I watched the trailer and I was like, man, I want to go see that.
It's fun. The trailer is literally like, do you remember when we did this in other Terminator movies? Remember that, like, the time it said,
okay, Gabe, did you know I like Terminator 3?
No,
I like Terminator 3.
Me too.
I'm sorry. What do you want me to say to that?
The only Terminator I don't like is Salvation.
That doesn't count.
I like Salvation.
Oh god.
Salvation's dying. Better than 3.
Jesus Christ.
What are you gonna do, Gabe? That's a good trailer. It wasn't a good trailer. It had Arnold Schwarzenegger throwing himself from a helicopter into another helicopter. I was like, that's pretty cool.
He was out of bullets.
It reminds me of the time that Dal tried to do that and he got chopped up in a helicopter.
And then he said, I'll be back, because he said that in other Terminator movies.
I remember that.
You remember that?
I remember that part.
Remember that part in Terminator where they shoot out of the back of a police car?
I don't care. It's got that one guy whose dad was on vacation all the time as Kyle Reese.
Yeah, that's bad. That's just like a seal of fucking quality.
I hate that guy. But other than that, I like they brought the T-1000 back, which I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
No one else thought the T-1000 was cool.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
The T-1000 was the liquid metal one, Ryan.
No, I know what that is. I don't remember this from a trailer or anything.
Oh, it's in the trailer that we're talking about right now.
Have you seen the new Terminator trailer, Ryan?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh.
I,
oh, okay.
So what did you think about it, Ryan?
Yeah, thoughts. First impression.
It was a bold move, Cotton. See how it plays out.
See how it plays out.
Yeah.
It's alright, people like Gabe and stay at home watching anime.
He sure does.
You know, I'll probably have a better time. It's probably for the best. But back to the PlayStation experience. A few things before the last, like, big thing they showed. So, Super Time Force... This isn't a big thing. But Super Time Force Ultra is coming out on PS4 and Vita, and that game's really good, so you should get it. But they have Shuhei Yoshida as a playable character. And he shoots tweets at you, as well as hearts, because he's Shuhei Yoshida. And I kind of enjoy that Shuhei Yoshida has become, like, the modern-day mascot for dumb Sony shit.
I always thought that was Ridge Racer.
No. That was a one-time
Ridge
thing.
Ridge Racer! That was a one-time thing.
Yeah, but they keep, like, it keeps getting referenced by us pretty regularly. Like, it's our symbol for
the fucking dumb Sony shit. Remember when you made a fucking idiot of yourself on stage?
Like, it's our way to represent it.
Yeah. Well, until again. Whatever. And so, Supermassive Games, which I got confused with Supergiant Games. Supergiant Games are the guys who made Transistor.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, I don't know how that could happen. Supergiant Games made Transistor and Bastion. Supermassive Games did some other bullshit. And Supermassive Games has a game called Until Dawn coming out, which is essentially Heavy Rain, it looks like, but it takes out the movement as well. So it's like you get two options, and you just, like, you go left, you go right, you run or you hide, and it seemed like that was it. I guess Hayden Panettiere is in it.
I remember her in Heroes season 1.
Yeah, that's it. It didn't look good. I think they showed it at the Video Game Awards too. Do you guys remember seeing that there?
Fuck no.
Anybody?
Nope.
Bueller.
Oh wait, the towel scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah, it looked fucking dumb then, and it looked dumber at the PlayStation experience.
Yeah.
So there you go with that one. And then, alright, so here's what they closed with. They closed with David Jaffe's new game and his new studio's new game, which...
His new studio because he left his previous studio because he left his previous studio because he can't stay at the fucking studio longer than 2 months.
Why would you?
He built the last one he left.
Yeah.
Like, he started it.
I don't understand him.
He started it for, like, mobile games, right, I think?
No, the Twisted Metal studio.
And then he left that. I thought he started another one after that.
Yeah, he did.
For, like, mobile games and shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
They were based in Salt Lake, weren't they?
No idea.
No, that was Eat, Sleep, Play. That was the Twisted Metal team.
Oh, okay. I walked past
the other
office.
One might have been.
Yeah, so I don't really know. I didn't know he was, like, still around. But his new fucking studio's name is the Bartlett Jones Supernatural Detective Agency. And if that is not a fucking inside joke of a studio name, I don't know what is.
What's the
so
name?
He's going to make one game here and then leave for another one, right?
The name of the studio, again, Ryan, is the Bartlett Jones Supernatural Detective Agency.
It's inside of a place that I cannot see. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, and the game is, what's it called, Drawn to Death, like, and it's like a cool premise of your everything in the game is, like, drawn by a teenager in, like, a little sketchbook, so everything looks like it's drawn in a sketchbook.
It's basically a Javi's high school experience.
Yep, that's all I
very
do.
Violent fucking sketchbook.
Mm-hmm.
And it I don't know. It didn't look good. He was very clear that it's super pre-alpha, like, very early on, but, like, what they showed just, like, in motion, it just didn't look good. Everything looked so rough. Like, I liked the idea of it all, but, you know, nothing else. It was another third-person shooter. Nothing matters. Life is fleeting. Yeah, but Javi, you watched the Drawn to Death thing. What'd you think?
Yeah. Meh.
It doesn't matter, Javi.
It doesn't matter.
I'm going to buy it anyways.
Well, there you go.
You know what I thought was funny about the VGAs was afterwards, like, I remember seeing someone tweet, like, hey, I'm not at home. Couldn't watch it. How was it? And I looked at the responses, and there was a lot of, oh, man, it was great. Are you fucking kidding me? I found one guy who said it and just responded to both of them. It was not that thing you just said. It was not.
Do not believe that hype.
I just picked one of the people. I was like, okay, you're the one I'm going to make fun of. It was not that.
You sound almost as mad as you were for Too Many Cooks.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, I'm not mad about it. It just wasn't good. Like, don't act like it was good. Like, don't say, oh, it was great. It was not.
Calm down, Ryan.
How dare you compare the Game Awards?
He's getting mad already.
How dare you compare to the Game Awards to Too Many Cooks?
Yeah. I'm not mad about it. Just don't say it's this. Just don't. Don't do that. It's not what it was.
I'm not mad about the awards themselves.
You're mad that people think they're good.
Yeah, shouldn't we be? Like, it was awful.
Oh, man. All right, so that was PlayStation Experience, everybody. So how about we hop into questions?
Okay.
How about it? All right, first up from Brian Bell, will we see an Xbox Experience next year after the success of the PlayStation Experience? Maybe. I think they've done something like that in the past, right? They had like a little event for the Xbox games. I think it was after E3, before the Xbox One came out, though. And they're like just showing off all like the things they had lined up. Does that sound familiar to anyone? Or am I crazy?
That just sounds like every fucking convention. Like, I don't know what.
Well, like, they had like a separate event after, like, it was, I don't know, like a month after E3.
Right.
And they just like showed off the games because they didn't really do that at the conference.
Right. I guess if you fuck up and don't show off your shit at a conference, then maybe yes, you will do that.
then yeah, we will see more Xbox.
Yeah, then we will see an Xbox Experience where they can actually show their games. I don't know. I guess if they think it'll be beneficial, or they could just use all of the other conventions like everyone else.
Well, like, Nintendo kind of does mini PlayStation Experiences, the Nintendo Direct every now and then. Mm-hmm. And then I could see Xbox coming into this as like their own place to announce things that would just like own the news cycle instead of like sharing it with all the other announcements. Oh,
notice the two companies that make very few games are doing these things.
Speaking of very few games, Ryan, Rachel Gray says, do they call it the Xbox One because there's only one game worth getting?
No, I don't think so.
I can't even remember why do they call it the one in the first place? Because it was like
the console you'd need for your cable off. Box and your whatever else.
Fuck off, Microsoft.
It was like the idea of unifying your living room.
Yeah.
With
the infinite power of the cloud.
Well, I'll tell you this much. They didn't get Knack. They missed the exclusive on that one, yeah. Rachel Gray. Yeah. So, I guess checkmate. You win.
But they did get Rise Son of Rome, so.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
You're right.
Prototype, will any of you watch the college football playoffs? Nope.
I will watch.
Is that
even
a fucking question at this point?
That's some bullshit about the Big 12, but whatever.
Right.
I read a pretty good tweet earlier. It was something about, like, one of the colleges wasn't getting in, but if they were, like, Texas Muslim University, they would get in. And I was like, what? What?
I don't
get it.
I don't either, to be honest.
I guess because Connolly's Rice? I don't know. I don't know. I hate people.
I don't know. I just...
What is wrong with people?
Are any of you bummed that The Witcher 3 got delayed again? Honestly, with the way games have been fucking coming out,
the number
like,
of broken
games. As hell, no.
you think that's what influenced it? Like, you think maybe they were going to try and push for it, and then they've seen all the issues, and like, you know what? Let's not be stupid. Let's maybe not be dumb.
Let's hold off a little bit here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think it's a good idea. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone can be mad at delays, given how things have gone, so...
No, then they'll get mad when it is delayed, and then when they release it early, they'll get mad because it's buggy.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lose-lose situation.
I don't lose anything, because I'll just play more Dragon Age. So, I got time.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's Fozzie responding about that Xbox One thing.
All right. Fucking Fozzie.
And Prototype again. Any hype with that news that Toho will make another Godzilla film?
You guys weren't too hyped on it anyway, so.
Well, Toho's not the... They didn't make the remake, I don't think. Toho's like the old Godzilla movies, like the...
Oh.
Toho has held the rights since forever. They've always held the rights. They also hold the rights to, like, all those other monster movies... Like Mothra. I think one of the ones they don't is Gamera, but that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've honestly never seen a Toho Godzilla.
Really?
Yeah.
Never?
No.
Never ever?
Never ever.
Not even the original 1950-ish?
No.
Hmm. Color me surprised.
And then... Did you get any of the free games that EA was offering from PSN? I did. I grabbed all three of them. They were giving away Garden Warfare on PS4, Mirror's Edge on PS3, yeah! And then some bullshit for the Vita. I think it was like
Most Wanted. They had to give away Mirror's Edge, and I still didn't download it.
Oh, I wanted Most Wanted. Fuck.
Did you get Garden Warfare?
Cool. Yeah.
We can try that. I know Harris got it. I didn't even know that was out on the PS4 yet, so that was pretty neat.
Are they still giving them away, nope, or they already cut it off?
Just the weekend.
Oh.
I mean, maybe today, you know, it might be worth checking now. I don't know if it's still up, though.
Yeah.
Justin Dust. You guys want to raid tomorrow? We already said this, Justin. You made your choice.
I can't afford a lot of time. Come on.
Okay.
What? Oh, you sound poor.
And then last one, Prototype. Will any of you get the exclusive black suit Spider-Man figure included in the Vita Disney Infinity bundle?
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't care. Javi. That sounds like something that you might do.
Who did what?
Jesus Christ. What?
Where?
Will you get...
Pay attention!
Will you get...
I would do that.
Will you get the exclusive black suit Spider-Man figure included in the Disney Infinity Vita bundle?
No, I don't think so.
Well, there you have it.
There you go.
The hard truth.
Fucking weak.
Nothing but the truth. So hard.
And that's all the questions we got.
Cool. All
right.
Ryan.
Sounds awesome. All right, guys. If you want to find us, go to GameOverNation.com. That's where you'll find all the podcasts and any videos we post. And maybe one day we'll write something again. Who knows? You can go to Facebook.com/GameOverNation and give us a like. You can also find us on Twitter @GameOverNation. And the YouTube channel, YouTube.com/GameZeroVernation.
New video this week.
New video or no video?
New video.
New video. Okay.
Brand new
video. Right. So with that, get us out.
All right, everybody, that has been episode 154 of Game Over Nation. I have been your host, Javi Rodriguez. You know the rest of them. I'm just kidding. We got Ryan Del Rosa.
Hopes.
Gabe Philbin and Dylan Rash.
Looks like Game Over Nation's blasting off again.